But Jared Lyons is from the Brisbane Lions. He's one of the stars of the midfield brigade there for the Lions. He's done a hell of a job since he's moved across 2.5 years ago now. He's doing great things, averaging 28 disposals this year, his best season statistically, and one of the reasons why the Brisbane Lions are a top four team at the moment. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Jared.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you with us, mate. Thursday night footy is going to be big, going to be very, very big. Brisbane taking on Geelong 4v3 to kick off round 15. It's, every game's important, Jared, but I imagine the ones where you get to play the other real contenders does spice things up a bit in Brisbane town.
We certainly speak of it as an opportunity. Obviously, it's sort of getting towards the pointy end now, and, any time you can put a gap on sides or... As you say, take on a top four side. It really is an opportunity now, and to show what we've got.
Is what you've got better than what it's been in the last couple of years? Do you think you're better placed?
Probably before that Melbourne game, we probably played sort of 7 or 8 weeks of our best footy. So we've certainly learned a lot from the last couple of years. With a very inexperienced side to getting stuck into finals footy and learning. I guess learning a lot from in a really short space of time, to be honest. A lot of guys had no experience at all playing finals, let alone even contending at all. So, we've certainly learned a lot over the last couple of years, and it's probably put us in good stead now.
Well, what about what you learnt when you headed down to Geelong earlier in the year, round two? The Cats got you by just the 1 point. You came at them hard in that final quarter, but you just couldn't quite get there. Do you reflect on that at all, that experience, and what you took out of that?
Yeah, we've probably had a look at the last few times we've played them. We just keep giving up sort of periods of the game where they kick 3, 4, 5 goals. Otherwise, we've sort of matched them pretty well. So, they're a team that can score quickly when they want to. So we've just got to make sure that we sort of stem the flow a little bit, stay in the game for as long as we can. And, we'll certainly take... a little bit of confidence out of the last time we played them, especially playing them down there, which is really hard to do. So they're in great form, and we sort of know it's going to be a big game.
What game, Jared, do you look back at more? Do you look back at the most recent one from earlier this season, or do you look back to the prelim last year where you got them at the Gabba, which is obviously where tomorrow night's game is going to be played?
We'll probably look at a bit of both, probably more so tactics-wise. The game this year, just things change over the off season, and even since then, probably a lot's changed the way Geelong plays. So, even just looking back at the last few games they've played themselves is probably the best way to go about it. But we certainly acknowledge that they've got us the last few times we've played them. So, we're not going to shy away from that, and probably onus is on probably us in the midfield to really get it going.
Half spoke before when he introduced you to the fact that you've had your best year statistically. In 10 of the 13 games you've played this year, you've had 25 disposals or more. They're big numbers. Do you think you're at the absolute top of your game at the moment, or is it that you've got so many other better midfielders around you now that are coming through that it's easier to get a kick?
I guess you could probably look at it either way. We do have a terrific midfield, and I guess... when you play well, it is easy to get the ball. I know personally, I'm not going out to chase kicks or anything each week. I'm just going out to play, I guess, a team game with the other guys in there. And, you're right, they are fantastic players. So when we come up against sides, it's probably hard for them to pick matchups. You can always go with a tag, but I guess, you sort of depends where that goes, whether it's Lockie or Zorks or Hugo Baggins, so... I guess I'm down the rung a little bit, which is nice sometimes. But, personally, I just want to go out and play good footy every week, and consistency is something that I pride myself on, and I've been able to do that this year.
Yeah, no doubt. You've done it throughout your career. I'm just interested in that game against North Melbourne last week. You weren't going great as a collective. It was a bit of a slugfest because of the conditions, but... there just seemed to be a couple of moments where you kicked into gear, and a lot of that was around Lockie being back in the team, and he was going okay. Then all of a sudden he just exploded. You got going, McCluggage got going. Is that the sign of you improving as a team, that within a quarter you just know when you have to go to get to that next level when a team then can't go with you?
Yeah, I think our first half is probably some of the worst footy we've played all year. But our system and our defensive system held up really well. That even though we weren't scoring, we weren't like giving away easy goals, or we made it hard for North Melbourne to score. So we knew that we'd get going eventually, as long as we weren't 4 or 5 goals down. I think that was the key. So yeah, it is something you sort of. You gain confidence in the group that we can turn it on when we can. You don't want to leave it to the third quarter or fourth quarter this week. But, yeah, our defensive system is really matured, and our back six has been really solid this year. So if we aren't scoring ourselves, we've got confidence that we can stop other teams from scoring and keep ourselves in the game.
Is your forward system pretty good too? I mean, but if you change us to that, a few different spots for some players, you bring Big Joe in to try and find the new way forward. Are you happy from a midfield perspective that it's starting to gel as you would like it to?
Yeah, obviously there's been a few changes, and squeezing 3 big guys in there, it's actually worked really well. And probably didn't start the year too great, but that was expected. And now, there's just full confidence that we can kick the ball in, and the boys are going to either mark it or bring it to ground. And then if you look at it at ground level, it's pretty hard to stop sometimes. So, yeah, they're I still think they've probably got improvement to go as well, which is the scary part. But they're certainly working together really well now. I think Joe's been great for our group, his leadership, and he's relaxed and calm and composed out there, which is great for such a young forward line. So, yeah, it is exciting.
Jared Lyons from the Brisbane Lions with us on the Breakfast Club Thursday night, kicking off round 15 against the Cats at the Gabba. And chances are, well, I would imagine there'd be a pretty big chance that O'Connor might go to the skipper again, Lachie Neal, the Brownlow medalist, Lachie Neal, and try and take him out like he did earlier in the season. Has that been discussed from a midfield group perspective this week about how you try and combat that if it happens?
I mean, we've mentioned that it's definitely a possibility, whether it's him, Zork, McCluggage, or whoever it is. But we're ready for that this time. That's just sort of the game of footy now. You've got to adapt as the game goes, and Lockie's well aware of that. It's not the first time, and it won't be the last time he tops the tag. So he knows what to do, and I think he's got that real selfless mindset now that. He'll play the role best for the team if it happens. So, yeah, we're ready for whatever they throw at us. And, it's going to be a really exciting game. And I think it is a sort of battle of the midfield. Whoever can give their forwards best use is probably going to come down to the sort of end of it, really.
Now, Jared, I want to know, is Chris Fagan okay? Is Fags okay? I saw some images of Mitch Robinson almost taking him out. The celebration, a bit over-exuberant. I mean, I know quite a few players have probably been on the receiving end of an over-exuberant Mitch Robinson one way or the other. Is he okay? Because I don't know if it's the best idea to leapfrog your 59-year-old coach celebrating a goal in training.
Yeah, Robbo doesn't think before he does things a lot of the time. So Fags is fine, luckily enough. I think it's... 60th birthday today, actually.
It is. It is, spot on.
Robbo certainly took the wrong bloke to do it on, but Fags is fine. He takes it with a grain of salt, Miss Robbo, and it's obviously not a great thing to do, but that's Robbo. We had a good with the bad.
It was interesting vision, and it is Fags' 60th today, so make sure you get the boys to get around him when you get the training at some stage. And for you, mate, game number 149 this week for you, Adelaide, Gold Coast, Brisbane. When you started, could you have envisioned that your career would be like it's been? I mean, it's been quite a remarkable journey so far.
Yeah, I definitely didn't see myself getting to here. I mean, I was happy to play 20 games at one point. To get to 149 now is, exciting, and probably something I'm proud of now that it hasn't come easy at all. And, I pretty much had to work hard for every game, and I guess that's probably what's been my biggest improvement now is that I know you don't get gifted games. It's not an easy thing to do, so I'm always going out like it's my last one. And I still remember, I think my 50th game was against Brisbane at Adelaide Oval, so, sort of ironic that game 150 will be for Brisbane against Adelaide at Adelaide Oval. So, Swings and roundabouts a little bit.
Mm. Your memory's very good. Very good indeed. Yeah. Well, hopefully this one, Thursday night against the Cats for 149, is just as memorable as all the other ones put together, mate. We appreciate your time. Good luck. It's going to be a great way to kick off round 15, and we've loved watching you play this year. Good luck for the weekend.
No worries. Thank you very much.